Hello, and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Mike Champlin. Father Mike is a member of the Thomas More Center in Webster, Wisconsin. His preaching today is entitled, God is Very Near to You.
The reading is an excerpt from chapter 10 of Luke's Gospel. The Lord appointed 72 disciples and sent them out in pairs to all the places he himself was to visit. He said to them, "The harvest is rich, but the laborers are few. Start off now, but remember, I am sending you out like lambs among wolves. When you go into a house, let your first words be, 'Peace to this house.' And if people of peace live there, their peace will go and rest on them. If not, it will come back to you. Stay in the same house, taking what food and drink they have to offer. Cure those who are sick and say, 'God is very near to you.'" Jesus gives very specific instructions to his disciples, and as a full-time itinerant preacher for over 40 years, I've learned that that would be a mistake to dwell on the details and miss the major teaching, the Lord is very near. As you listen today, the Lord is not only near, but in fact is dwelling in the deepest part of your humanity. The Lord is in that clerk checking you out at the supermarket. The Lord is in the bagger. The Lord is in the person who pulls out just as you are loading your groceries. So we have a conscious decision to make over and over through life to see the positive, or we can fall into the negative and react with annoyance. It is, as we know well, the malaise that has settled on our United States. People are either our friends or they are our enemy. I have to clearly admit that I can easily fall into the negative, but I am frequently asking the Holy Spirit to respond with a positive interpretation. We all know what happens when we get angry and annoyed, but we can gracefully change it to a positive. In the literally hundreds of parishes where we preached, most by far were positive experiences. And ironically, the few where we had contact, it was caused by the parish staff, both clerical and lay. We always closed the program by celebrating the Eucharist, which included the sacrament of the anointing of the sick, and parishioners responded very positively. You are already, and will have the opportunity soon, to respond to someone positively, either in word or in attitude. So God is not only very near, God is in each of us. We are the disciples that Jesus is still sending. Yes, you are a disciple.